Well, good morning, friends, and good morning, iHeart family. How are you all doing today? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeart Radio Network. Happy Tuesday. Well, what am I drinking today? I am drinking some cafe mocha today. No pumpkin spice. Cafe mocha in my coffee. In fact, I'm only down to two now. Two little keg cups. So you know what that means? That means that I'm going to have to incorporate. That's right. Getting more coffee. Stand by one moment, friends. All right, I had to be sure to put that in. Okay, well, woo, took Monday off like, you know, always saying we always take a break every so often. So, anyway, I hope you all had a great, terrific Sunday. I hope that you got to listen to your churches online, or some of you guys that may have churches that are open, you were in social distance with your mask on, that you had an enjoyable time worshiping and serving the Lord. Of course, at home, you can do that as well, too. Maybe watching some of your television evangelists that are out there. And there's some good ones, and then there's some you just got to be really, you know, careful about. Okay, well, Monday was a hot day here at Faith Studio One. I was at the studio, just to tell you a little bit briefly about it, and it was so hot that you could probably take an egg and crack it outside the studio and actually cook an egg. Back in my younger years, in fact, me and my brother, I got two brothers. One of my brothers, we decided we were going to do that. But to be honest with you, I grew up in Texas all my life. I'm a native Texan, and I have never seen it to where our winters, even our winters, we just haven't really had any winters late, you know, winters like we usually have. But that's okay. That happens just with the weather climate and the weather change and, you know, and stuff like that. The sun's okay, but what I hate is the heat advisory. So, yes, we're under a heat advisory in the state of Texas. We're at Faith Studio One, as you well know. It's based in Fort Worth, Texas. Like I said, I got a great show lined up. I'm fixing to tell you about it. Before I do, I want to give you my 1-800 prayer line. Questions, comments, suggestions. The prayer line is 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Also, you want to email me on anything, feel free, even new music. Got hooked in on an attachment. You ready? morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Tuesday. If you got cafe mocha, go get you some. Or if you're standing in line at Starbucks, and I'm talking a very, very long line, good luck getting your coffee this morning. All right, on a Tuesday today, I have got a great Bible devotion. I'm going to be reading. It's called A Passion to Please God. And I've got T-Mac Triple Pack. How about that? Come on, let's get those exercises going. Get those joints and bones going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on. Don't do it with your coffee, of course. That could be a little whacked out. All right, in addition to that, on T-Mac Triple Pack, I also have a great lesson today that you guys are going to love. I'm going to go back to the archives. We're going to talk about the beautiful context and verse, meaning behind those who wait on the Lord. That's in the book of Isaiah. We're going to talk about that for a little bit. And in between all that time, after Bible devotion, producer Dave is in the studio. He's going to visit with us for a little while. We haven't talked to him in a while, so we're going to have producer Dave here. He has to go do some things at the TBN studio, so he's going to come by and visit with us. All right, so get your breakfast, kick back, and enjoy our podcast show today. So here we roll. And before I read the Bible devotion, I'm going to take just a brief minute here. I want to thank each and every one of you guys. I got a listener count. I'm not even about numbers, to be honest with you. I just love doing work for the Lord. I got a listener count that says we are the top rated, you ready? Number one morning coffee show podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friends. I just can't thank you enough. I got that email yesterday, and I put it on our Facebook page. Wow. Just keep telling people about us. Exciting things coming up on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast show. I've also got future characters that will be coming up, too. You know, we're always changing things around and making them fun and exciting. Okay. That being said, we are going to talk about, on our Bible study, it's called A Passion to Please God. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 11, it says, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. You know, popularity and praise can be far more dangerous for the Christian than persecution. Did you know that? They can turn us away from God without even being aware of it, making us like, in Jesus' day, who loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Find that in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 43. Unfortunately, it is easy when it all goes well to lose our perspective. I've lost my perspective from time to time. We call it being a normal human being, don't we? Instead, we must learn, like Paul, to be content in whatever state of mind we find ourselves. The important thing is to have one consuming passion, to please Christ. Then whatever happens, we know He has permitted it to take place to teach us and to perfect us for His service. He will enrich our circumstances by this pleasement and even or disagreeable by His presence with us. So ask God to keep you from worrying about what others think and to think you're content with whatever He sends your way. All the tomorrows of our lives have to Him passed before they get to us. You see, God, like I've said before in the past, friends, God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He knows everything about us. He knows everything, every hair on our head. He knows what's going to happen in the next minute, the next hour. He knows what's going to happen 30 years from now. He just knows what's going to happen. He knew from day one when your mom gave birth to you what your whole life was going to be. He knew what your journey was going to be. Without Him, you ain't got nothing. Just remember that. And I'll remind you, I know from time to time, God, our Father, is the greatest gift we could ever have. Sure, you know, your significant other, if you're married, you love. That's what God had man and woman for. Some people like to be single and they're content. And that's okay. Main thing is He wants you to enjoy life and serve Him. Amen? Amen. Stand by. Producer Dave coming up. Well, there's nothing like a favorite intro. My friend, your friend, here at Faith Studio One, you got it. The one, the only. You got it. You guys ready? You know who I'm talking about? Producer Dave. Let's give him some more rooster crow this morning and wake him. Now, CA, what are you doing that for? Well, because I just think it's important that we give you a little bit of a rooster crow to let you know good morning, even though it is morning. And you being an old country bumpkin, that I think that it's great that you're just like waking up and you're all perky. Well, CA, I'll tell you what, there is nothing more important than Producer Dave going down to Mickey D's and having himself some coffee made. And I tell these ladies to dump that water out and make me some fresh coffee, because they know that Producer Dave loves that cafe mocha. I understand. In fact, excuse me, trying to clear my throat there. I am drinking cafe mocha, but I'm drinking the coffee make cafe mocha. But I see, my friend, that you're not very interested in drinking my cafe mocha that I have here at Faith Studio One. Well, where's your pumpkin spice at there, CA? Well, my pumpkin spice, I can't find it anywhere, unusually. So, you know, what do? You go down and you buy the Coffee Mates and you see what they have. Now, they have what? French vanilla. They have cafe mocha. They have all different kinds. It's kind of like going into a Baskin Robbins or maybe a marble slab and seeing the various ice creams that they have. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But I'll tell you what, Producer Dave likes the real deal. Now, I don't advertise for Starbucks. I love Starbucks. And, I agree with you. I love the real deal, too. But when you're at Faith Studio One and you're just, you know, that's what the coffee show's all about. You got coffee. Of course, we're almost out of coffee. I got one little pod left that you're more than welcome to have. And then I've got to, excuse me, pick some up later on today and have it ready. So, well, boy, it sounds like to me that you're allergized up a little bit this morning. Well, I kind of am. Excuse me, I'm going to get a swig of water here. That's just the way it is around here in Texas. I'm a native Texan, as most of y'all know, if you ain't already known. And, your throat kind of gets hung sometimes with the weather. It's the dust particles, it's the air atmosphere. And you're having to wear these masks, you know, for COVID-19. In fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he told me, he said, I don't think they're ever going to find a cure. I said, well, they will, but it's all about God's timing, you know. Yeah, that's right. Now, I'll tell you what, my mask and stuff is, of course, we're social distance here at Faith Studio One there, CA. But, I understand what you're saying. That mask is very important. And, you know, a lot of people won't wear that mask. I've been out and about. And I'm from Texas, but I've been out and about, and I've seen some people wear them, some people don't, even though the governor has pretty much mandated those. I hope and pray they don't shut things down, but they may. You never know, you know. Yeah, they might, because, you know, Texas counts up pretty high, and I'm not even trying to bring the political part into it. If we just listen and just, I mean, unfortunately, this is going to be the norm for the while. You know what? I heard on the news, Producer Dave, I wanted to share this with you briefly because we've got a T-Mac triple pack, so I won't keep you too long. Have you heard, it was down in Houston, where, now the surge is really bad there too as well. The malls that are closing down, did you know they're converting those into apartments? Well, that doesn't surprise me whatsoever. You know, Houston's a nice town. It is. And I've been down that way going toward, Galveston and stuff, Galveston Island, which I like Galveston, but there's a little disappointment with Galveston. If any of my listeners listen from Galveston, don't think I'm trying to cut it down or anything. It's just the one time I was down there, there was tons of seaweed. Oh yeah, they got seaweed down there a lot, you know, that ocean floats it up. I mean, they had 10 dump trucks going into the beach, just raking that stuff up. That seaweed just kept coming and kept coming up from the ocean. Unbelievable. And then they had these bins that they put all the seaweed in. I'm talking, it was high. Probably about 7 bins around the beach area. And the year I went, and it was just filled to capacity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those seaweeds, I'll tell you what, unbelievable. Now, the ocean's pretty. Well, the day I went, it was cloudy. I took the kids. It was a cloudy day, but, and the water was real murky. It wasn't like, you know, the colorization probably you'd see in Florida and stuff. Of course, I'm more of a mountain man. I love mountains. I love scenery. I love God's beauty. Now, the beaches are nice, but I like seeing God country. And I hope eventually, my prayer is, unless he comes back, we don't know, He's knocking at the doors. I know that. I hope I can get back into traveling. I love to travel. I'll take a trip somewhere. Just get away. Get out of Texas. You know, but we got to wait on this COVID-19. It's messed a lot of people's vacations up. I've had people email me. I've had people call me, Producer Dave, and they're like, man, my vacation's messed up. I said, I know. You know, we just need to pray for a vaccine. And, you know, and that's all, like I said, it's all in God's timing. I don't want to go any on and on about it. But I'm sure it's messed up you and your wife's vacation. Well, it has, actually, because we were going to go up there to Yellowstone. We were going to go take a trip up there. And, you know, see, hey, we can't even go do that because I don't want to quarantine 14 days and then 14 days coming back. I'm just going to wait. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. There ain't much you can do nowadays when you're going out. You know, movie theaters ain't open, so a lot of people are doing Netflix. Netflix is high. If you got stock in Netflix, hey, your stock's going up, especially if you got stock in Lysol, any disinfectants. Not that I'm trying to be a stockholder and tell you what and what not to buy, but I mean, yeah, there's, I mean, if you got investment in that, you're doing pretty good. Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, before I leave, I just want to make a quick visit to say hi. Hidey ho, hidey who. But I just wanted to tell you there, CA, that, you know, will you pray for my horse, Sunshine? Yeah, what's wrong with Sunshine? Well, I was riding him out there at the ranch, and he picked up a mighty, mighty nasty thorn, a mesquite thorn. Couldn't get the thing out, so I got the veterinarian coming out later on this afternoon to take care of the matter, and I think everything will be okay. But just say a little bit of prayer there for the Sunshine, will you there, CA? I sure will. All right, Producer Dave, I know you've got to run, and we've got a full show lined up. So let's go ahead and kick it off with T-Mac, and you want to announce what it is? That's right. See the light on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Triple pack, T-Mac.
So long. Open wide, like if you win, you got me swinging for the grand prize.
That's my friend, my good friend, Mr. Toby Mac on a triple pack. I love his music, and when we can play it from time to time like that, and I hope you guys got a lot out of it. Before I get started on my lesson today, if you haven't heard already, John Travolta's wife, this was yesterday, had an announcement on breaking news, and I just totally forgot to mention it on my monologue, is that he lost his lovely wife, Kelly Preston, and you know, it's really sad that breast cancer, she kept it hidden for 2 years. She didn't want anybody to know because they lived a private life. And my condolences to John Travolta and his two children. Of course, he lost Jet not too long ago. I think that was back in either 2013 or 2015. But I sure loved Kelly Preston's movies, one of them, Cat in the Hat, which was just hilarious. My kids back in the younger years would say, "Dad, let's watch Cat in the Hat." And I said, "Okay." Just started laughing. Anytime you got her and Alec Baldwin, they were just hilarious. But anyway, my condolences to Mr. John Travolta and family. We'll keep him in our prayers. Loss of his wife. Okay, well, today we're going to talk about, from my archives, Timeless Message. It's entitled "The Beauty, Context, and Verse Meaning Behind Those Who Wait on the Lord." The focus point is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, friends, and verse 31, where it says, "Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary, and they will walk and not be fainted." You know, the name Isaiah means "the Lord is salvation," friends. And it is the theme that resonates through all of the prophet's book. Okay? The writing reflects an acknowledgement of God's sovereignty over his people, even pagan nations, and as well as a reminder that no one can be holy in their own strength and that they must wait on the Lord for provision. Among with these difficult passages in the book of Isaiah, it offers a glimpse of God's amazing plan to reclaim his people through the arrival of a deliverer. In the meantime, the passage, like we just read a minute ago, or like I read to you guys, and you might have been reading it in your Bible, book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, declares God's promise of provision and victory for those who rely on him as they wait. So some questions that come up that I've had asked is, what is leading up to Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Isaiah has just pronounced in chapter 39 that the Babylonians would invade Jerusalem, and leading, if you will remember, leading to a period of captivity for God's people. This was frightening perspective, especially following all those messages of judgment and condemnation Isaiah had already brought to the nations, as you well remember. Now, friends, God's faithful needed reassurance, and he graciously shifts the tone of Isaiah's word to encourage in them, especially starting in chapter 40, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, the poetic and prophetic words that tell of the comfort, the forgiveness, and the incredible blessings that God has in store for those who love and obey him. You see, the glory of God is a theme that runs throughout the whole book of Isaiah. But rather than keeping the focus on the fearful aspect of the upcoming invasion, oncoming invasion, chapter 40, if you look back on it, jumps ahead to the time after God's people have been in captivity in a foreign land. Now comes a touch of the consolidation and the anticipation of a new thing that God will be doing. And it starts with the voice of a loving father to his children who have been released from Babylon to come home. In fact, if you go to the book of Isaiah, which I'm fixing to read to you, chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, Scripture reminds us, "Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord, tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received the Lord's hand double for all her sins." Okay. Another point that people ask me, and I'll tell you this, is that understanding those who wait on the Lord, the promise. Okay. And they asked me if I'd mention that. Now, and I've got it here in my Bible notes, as I've got it all together here, and I want to read it to you on my notes that I got, that I took. Isaiah leads up, as we'll remember, to the promise in verse number 31, right? With all these beautiful verses. Now, if you go in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 5, Scripture reminds us, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together. Another good scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 9. You who bring good news to Zion, go up to the high mountain. You bring good news to Zion. Lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, He is your God. There are many verses here, right, friends, that claim God as creator and ruler in the book of Isaiah. Another one is, let me give you another, there's probably about three on here that I can tell you about that I made notes of. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 and 23, Scripture says, He stretches out the heavens like the canopy. He spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of the world to nothing. Also, if you go to the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 26, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens who created all these. He who brings out the starry host one by one calls forth of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Another point I want to make in good scripture is the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. You see, friends, there's other passages that also praises God as the provider who deeply cared for his own. In fact, we can study back in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 11, where Scripture reminds us, He tends to His flock like shepherds. He gathers the lambs in His arms and He carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. Another favorite one is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 29. Okay? He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. That's right. Think about it. When your strength is weary, we've all been there. God's going to increase your power when you're weak. Just remember that. You see, friends, verse 30 again states that even the most physical fit of men are weak and limited in power. Remember that. Which leads into the beauty promise in verse number 31 of what God's strength will help us do if we wait on Him. And I've had people ask me, who is the author writing to and why CA? Well, I can give you the answer to that. The book of Isaiah aims its message mainly at the people of Judah and Israel. But it also includes nearby nations like Egypt, Moab, and Azara. Now, his mission is to warn them of upcoming judgment by God for their rebellious behavior. These people have been following religious practices, but their own hearts have been turned away. Remember King Hezekiah? He had worked hard during his reign to clear out idol worship and restore the sense of purity in Judah, as you well remember. But the nation was being brought down by the evil practices, of many of the citizens. Excuse me one moment, folks. A little choked up here in my Bible teaching. Evil practices of many of his citizens and by the threats of other nations. Now there are different translations of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Different Bible verses of this verse 31 convey a similar overall meaning. The NIV uses the phrase, those who hope in the Lord, and the good news for those who trust in the Lord for help. While most others will say, those that they wait for upon the Lord, the NIV and the good news clarify that waiting is not a passive act, but actively expecting God to work. The complete Jewish Bible uses the title in Anana, or Our God is My Lord. While the Orthodox Jewish translation reads Himshon, which means the meaning of name. By those others, both stress we learn our strength only in God, for He is our all in all. Now, I want you to keep in mind the context of Isaiah. Okay? The context of Isaiah, the namesake of this book, is widely considered, friends, to be one of the most greatest of God's prophets. A large part of his ministry was reminding everyone that God is real and mighty, and that his commands, are to be the basis for living holy lives. Leaders and lay people alike heard his calls to repentance, and most either ignored him or grew angry with the message. But he preserved serving the Lord faithfully for approximately 40 years during his reigns of four different kings. Isaiah did have a son. Who could tell me? I can't see a show of hands, but I can tell you. Isaiah, on my notes here, Isaiah was a son of Amon's, okay? If you go back to that. It is thought that Isaiah came from an upper-class home, in fact, too, friends, and that he was of royal blood, perhaps even related to King Hazarmon. But he spent his adult life in Jerusalem, married to a prophetess, and he did have two sons mentioned in these pages of the book of Isaiah. Anybody want to take a guess? Well, I'll tell you. It's called Shirjarah, or A Remnant Shall Return. That's in the book. You can find that in the good book of Isaiah, chapter 7 and verse 3, if you read that. And let me see if I can get the pronunciation right sometimes on the words when I'm studying this. Meir, Shai, Rosh, Hai, Rosh. Anyway, the meaning means speed to the spoil, hasten to the booty. Find that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8 and verse 1 through 4, if you'll read that. Excuse me. Tradition holds that Isaiah, okay, was put to death during the reign of King Mariza around 600 BC. I've had somebody ask me when that happened, when he was put to death, and again, that was back on 600 BC. Isaiah is also the first book by the one of God's prophets in the Bible. It also shows the command, friends, of the Hebrew language, using poetic features like personification, dialogue, metaphors, or parables, or even stories. Many of the visions that are recounted have a dual purpose: to pronounce events that will happen soon, and also at a time in the future. In fact, the book can also be seen divided into two sections, if you think about it. If you go from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 through verse 39, chapter 1 to chapter 39, list accusations by God and warnings of the upcoming wrath. Now, if you go to also chapters 40 to 66, and you turn toward the promise of the restoration and the peace to come later. So basically, the first 39 chapters takes us back during Isaiah's ministry, as we well remember, which was around 700 BC. Chapters 46 through 66 of Isaiah may have been written later, and I'm wanting to say in around, from what I've studied, about 681 BC. And because this is such a variety of writing styles and it jumps in historical time frames, including before the Babylon's invasion and then after the exile of the Israelites, some scholars have mentioned the possibility of this book being the work of several authors, each written in different eras. Others also think, friends, that that Isaiah wrote all in content, but that his disciples compiled it as in much time. So it must seem to agree that Isaiah wrote at least the first few chapters. And one of the major themes of Isaiah's prophecy in the book is in the coming of Christ. Isaiah drops many pearls of information if you read that, and it talks about how when the Messiah will arrive, as well as his ministry will be. This he declares is the base of our hope. He writes in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 2, Scripture says, "The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light on those living in a great land in deep darkness, a light that has dawned." So let me ask you this. How do we renew our faith in the Lord through waiting? Well, every believer needs time of refreshment and renewal. We all do. Whether we've been through a season of trial or we just find ourselves burnt out from doing kingdom work, the result can be the spirit that wears us down. So we need to find ways to revive before we fall into discouragement or even a distance from ourselves from God. Fortunately, as Isaiah 40 says, friends, God is our unending source of strength. Remember that. He generally gives to us who ask. So the key to renewing our faith, my faith, your faith, and everything with God is staying close to Him, Him being God. An important way to do this is to cultivate a quiet time. Find quiet time to talk to God. Look, let me stop here in my notes. You cannot have enough time not to pray to the Heavenly Father. He loves you. He created you. Spend as much time praying when you can. Sometimes I'll pray up to 6 or 7 times a day. And He hears me. And even if you don't think He hears you, He hears you and He's got your prayers. He sure does. So one way that I would recommend to spend time is reading God's Word when you can. Now, you're like, well, see, I may not have the Bible with me. Well, if you're on break and you have maybe 5 minutes, download the Bible app. A lot of you iPhones or Androids or tablets, and take a scripture and read it. Pick you one. Go to Genesis. Go to the beginning and take it from there. Some people do. I had one guy tell me, well, I took it from Genesis and I never got to finish the Revelations. No problem. We'll be talking about that in August. It's okay. Be stepping on some toes. We'll be waking some people up. I'll tell you that. But when you're talking to God in prayer, gives us a chance to pour out our burdens to Him and find rest with His presence and to rejuvenate us. We need rejuvenate. And worship. Even during these times of COVID-19, if you got some downloadable music, put them on your earbud and listen to them. If you got XM radio, listen to some of the timeless messages either from Billy Graham or, I'm not trying to sell these stations, but Enlighten for gospel music, or The Message for Christian music, or there's other preachers that are on there that you feel that are Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preachers, or go to YouTube and listen to some of them as well. And I think Facebook has them on some of the Facebook pre-tapes. But find your comfort through that, or even search up worship songs to try to get you through what you're down on. It awakens a sense of gratitude, also excites you and motivates you to move forward. So when we try, friends, to push through a fatigue on our own for too long, nothing seems to help right away, but our God promises that He will never leave us empty or alone if we seek Him. So in time, we will receive not only a boost for the moment, but equipping us to soar through life situations and demands. So again, I go back, what does this verse mean for believers? Okay, let me just tell you this. Staying on a narrow path of faith is not an easy road. But as believers, we are called to be a part of a holy nation, shining God's light into a dark world. As the journey through our lives, the pressures and the challenges that we encounter can leave us drained, but feeling unable to take the next step forward. You see, God supplies our strength, never diminishes. And it is always available to us. As we accept our weaknesses, lean on our Heavenly Father and trust His perfect ways. Friends, we'll find a well of holy power that never runs dry. With His grace, our faith will grow, leading us toward Christ's likeness. Just remember this, that Isaiah had a heart for people of Jerusalem and beyond. He longed for everyone to come to the place of the submission to God, so that he may avoid his wrath and experience his blessings. That the book that bears his name speaks truth and still strongly resonates for us today. Verses like Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Invite the Israelites and us to let God be our Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides everything we need to go onward and upward. And that is my Bible lesson, timeless message today for you guys. So, we're going to lead off in a prayer, but in closing, the key is have time with God. Don't forget God. Know He's with you. Now, in the norm, there's going to be days where you're going to just be caught up in the world, and that's normal. But I want you to know something. He's got you, and when you're falling, He's going to pick you right up. He is. He don't want you to fall. Now, there's some people that do fall, and that happens, and we don't always have the answers, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this, that God will not let you fall completely. He's going to be right there to pick you up. So let's pray for you, whatever you're going through right now on a Tuesday. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now you be with my podcast friends. Dear Jesus, Father, whatever they're going through in life, may you just pick them up, even when they're falling. Give them the strength, God. Give them the messages that they need to hear to inspire them on a Tuesday. Give them the praise and worship that they need when they're down and out through the COVID-19 times. As we continue to still pray heavily for a vaccine, we pray for the ones that are infected. We pray for the ones that have lost family to COVID-19. Our culture's changing. Our world's changing. But God, could this be a sign of you coming back? We don't know, but we're always going to be God ready. We love you and thank you for everything you do. Thank you, Jesus, for being in my heart and in my other brothers and sisters' heart. For we love you in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to remind you, questions, comments, suggestions, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Okay, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Thank you for joining me on a Tuesday. I want you to remember the usual. The sun will rise on the other side, right? Also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Go out and make it a good Tuesday. Stay hydrated and keep your social distance and wear your mask. Could be protecting somebody from something. He's coming back. Be God ready. Talk to y'all later. Have a great day. Saddling up and getting out of Faith Studio 1. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.